Good evening and welcome to Night Prayer from the Vicarage. And today is not Thursday but Friday. My apologies for those who are expecting Night Prayer yesterday. The evening readings, particularly from the Old Testament, are quite long at the moment, and Deuteronomy just tipped it over the edge and it made the file far too big for me to email across to Judy. So this evening I will only say the New Testament reading, because Deuteronomy is the whole of chapter 33, but it is 33 if you wish to read it for yourself. The order of service is, as always, the order of service for night prayer or compline, but if you don't have it to hand, please don't worry, just sit back and enjoy the words. So we'll just take a few moments now and prepare ourselves for this short service of night prayer. And just giving thanks to God for this glorious day once again. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We say together, most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. Amen. And our psalm this evening is 147. And the refrain. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Alleluia! How good it is to make music for our God, how joyful to honour him with praise. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up all their wounds. He counts the number of the stars and calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His wisdom is beyond all telling. The Lord lifts up the poor but casts down the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God upon the lyre. Who covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rain for the earth? Who makes grass to grow upon the mountains and green plants to serve our needs? He gives the beasts their food and the young ravens when they cry. He takes no pleasure in the power of a horse, no delight in human strength. But the Lord delights in those who love him, who put their trust in his steadfast love. Sing praise to the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you. He has established peace in your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat. He sends forth his command to the earth and his word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool and scatters the hoarfrost like ashes. He casts down his hailstones like morsels of bread. Who can endure his frost? He sends forth his word and melts them. He blows with his wind and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. He has not dwelt so with other nations. They do not know his laws. Alleluia. And the refrain. Great is our Lord and mighty in power, compassionate God. As you know each star you have created, so you know the secrets of every heart. And your loving mercy bring to your table all who are fearful and broken, all who are wounded and needy, that our hungers may be satisfied in the city of your peace, through Christ who is our peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The New Testament reading is taken from the first letter of John, chapter 4, beginning at verse 7, until the end. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as a Saviour of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. This is the word of the Lord. What a beautiful reading to end the day with. God is love. And we're now on the top of page 5. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. And the Gospel Canticle. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Mine own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. So now let us pray. So we come together in prayer and just do give thanks for this day and for the glorious weather that we're having at the moment. It is certainly something that sustains us through these times that we face. Last night we clapped for the last time our key workers, but we still need to continue to pray for them and for their protection at this time. So a prayer for them. Lord, carer of all people, creator, sustainer and healer, we pray for all who have contracted COVID-19. We ask you to be with them and their loved ones and bring healing to their bodies. We pray for all medical staff and emergency services as they look after the physical health, worries and concerns of their patients, especially the vulnerable and particularly those who have reduced contact with the outside world. Let us be good neighbours, looking out and after each other. We remember the work of the scientists discovering and testing vaccines for this disease. We pray for all of us caught up in our everyday lives with the effects of these outbreaks. Bless your world, Lord, and help us to be blessings to one another. In Jesus' name, Amen. And now some general prayers of intercession for the world taken from the Iona community. It's a wind of God, blowing in from the four corners of the earth. Breathe on us. Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. Breathe hope and sinew into our deepest spirits. In the flooded village, in the refugee camp, in hungry homes, may your arm be under the head of the helpless. May they rise up from the graveyard of despair and find new life through the power of your love. Hurricane of God, blowing across the universe, stir the hearts of the compassionate. Overturn the caution of the hesitant, that the resources of the world may be shared with the hungry, that tanks may be turned into tractors, and the debt of millions cancelled. Breath of God, gently whispering in our ears, remove the dust of apathy which clouds our vision. Energise us that we may be a source of comfort for the sick, a solace for the bereaved. Holy Spirit of comfort and change, send us out in confidence and joy to keep the faith and share it. Amen. So abide with us, Lord, for it is evening and the day is drawing to a close. Abide with us and with your whole church in the evening of the day, in the evening of life, in the evening of the world. Abide with us and with all your faithful ones, O Lord, in time and in eternity. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace, and may your blessing be always upon us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, the kingdom and the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace we lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. Then may the Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look kindly on us and give us peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all from this day forward. Amen.